Weekends are not a time of relaxation. We are at war, back in the command chair, here now on this sixth day of February, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a month since we were told that it was our duty to support Kevin McCarthy becoming Speaker of the House. We were told that he was conservative enough, that he was our best option going forward. Marjorie Taylor Greene hopped around appearing on one show after another saying McCarthy was the man for the job. When 2 years ago, she ran on a message of not being like Kevin McCarthy. So how has that worked out? Well, exactly as this show has predicted. Last week, Kevin McCarthy said that the Capitol Police officer, Mike Byrd, was just doing his job when he gunned down an unarmed Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol on January 6th. Look.
One of the first things Marjorie Taylor Greene said from the oversight dais was that Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ashley Babbitt was murdered, or do you think the police officer who shot her was doing his job?
I think the police officer did his job.
This statement was so egregious that we finally got to see a little bit of the real Donald Trump, the Trump that we all supported in 2016, instead of the vaccine salesman that he's become over the past 2 years. He put out a statement on Truth saying, quote, the police officer thug, who had a very checkered past to begin with, was not just doing his job when he shot and killed great patriot Ashley Babbitt at point blank range. Despite trying to keep him anonymous, shielded, and protected, this misfit proudly showed up on NBC fake nightly news bragging about the killing. He was not a hero, but a coward who wanted to show how tough he was. Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Unquote. That's great to hear. But let's be serious. Trump could have helped get us a different House Speaker. But no, instead, he endorsed and went to bat for McCarthy. When we already had all of the evidence that we needed for the kind of person that Kevin McCarthy was. January 6th political prisoner Jake Lang has spoken up as well. He released a statement from prison calling out McCarthy, saying in part, quote, the spineless House Speaker McCarthy showed his true colors yesterday. Redcoat. He's a sycophant to the Washington, D.C. swamp and is exactly the reason patriots stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He ran like a cockroach when the lights are turned on, and that alone makes January 6th worth it. Ashley gave the full measure for her country, boldly defending this great land from a new generation of tyrants that have tried to destroy us from the inside out. She's a national icon and a hero of a generation. Jake Lang has even more to say on that. He joins us now live from the Gulag, where he's being held prisoner of war. Jake, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stuart, God bless you, my friend. It's an honor to be able to speak out for those who have literally lost their voice in their life and to stand firm defending their honor. And Ashley is one of those heroes out of four that lost their life on January 6th.
Speak more to McCarthy and him saying that essentially, yeah, Ashley Babbitt got what she deserved.
He was so just nonchalant about it. It was so disrespectful, and it just shows the character and the fecklessness that the entire Republican grand old party just has embodied for years and years in Washington, D.C. And he's the exact reason, like I stated, that January Sixers and patriots all over this country are just tired of the Washington, D.C. establishment, the left and the right. The swamp's got to get drained, and McCarthy is a wolf in sheep's clothing who came in pretending like he was going to unite the Freedom Caucus and everybody underneath the pro-MAGA message. And he gets in there and he just continues to be absolutely gutless to those people who bought and paid for him a long time ago.
Jake, this country has not seen a violent insurrection yet. Do you agree?
No. January 6th was just a medium little scuffle. The patriots in this country are capable of so much more if we put our minds and our heads and our spirits together. Our founding fathers would have been January Sixers, but they would have been a lot more than January Sixers. And the swamp rats in D.C. are lucky that we're so merciful and that we're so subdued as a country, because they have ruined and rotten this country from the inside out. And it was a great pleasure and honor to see them scurry like cockroaches from the Capitol that day. All of those corrupt D.C. politicians, there's maybe one out of 100 that are worth their weight in salt.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Are you okay? So there is a clear PSYOP running, multiple PSYOPs in this country. There is a clear complicit media that is owned and bought and paid for by the criminal banking cartel, by BlackRock and Vanguard and Pfizer, Big Pharma. This is a media that does the bidding of a uniparty, but that media has done a very effective job at convincing and, you know, brainwashing and gaslighting, you know, Americans into believing that we actually have this two-party system, this representative government, this constitutional, you know, republic of sorts. And in fact, that is that nothing could be further from the truth. We have a corporate government crime syndicate here running rogue, completely trampling the Constitution. They don't respect it. They don't acknowledge it. They violate it on a daily basis. And this, you know, a lot of people give me hell on this program, Jake, for coming after Republicans. Obviously, you have to clean your own house first before you can worry about the others. It would be really easy for me to sit up here and bag on the dementia patient that craps his diaper on an international stage, Joe Biden, who illegitimately occupies the White House, or any other Democrat, if you will. But I believe that that's all a construct, Jake. I don't think that we have Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and liberals. I believe that we have totalitarians and we have bought and paid for fake actor politicians that have so much blackmail and the inflation of bribery on one another that they are all bought, that they're all paid for, that they are all part of this ushering in of complete totalitarianism. Do you, after being a victim of this tremendous overreach, do you agree with that sentiment?
Today is day 754. Of my political imprisonment in the United States, and I couldn't agree more with you. The problem that these oligarchs and these central banking puppets are exploiting is our ignorance and our consent. It's a very simple spiritual matter. And when we educate each other like you do on a daily basis, Stu, and you speak the truth unwaveringly, you remove the veil of ignorance. And after the veil of ignorance has been removed, then we can say we revoke our consent. And that's what January 6th was. It was a mass demonstration of our revoking of our consent to being governed by a communist coup d'etat installment of a dictator. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by all of these New World Order, One World Government, oligarchs and central bankers. And if you look, if without the media perception of January 6th, if you were to look from a bird's eye view, it was a million unarmed, peaceful, liberty-loving patriots standing up against what they believe to be a kind of a going around of their will. The vote was being usurped, and the media spun it around that we're the insurrectionists. Then January 20th, they surround the Capitol with armed machine guns, 50 calibers, 30,000 armed troops. If this would have happened in another country where the will of the people was subverted, we would say it's a definite communist coup d'etat. It's a definite military takeover.
Well, it has happened. It has happened in another country, and I just want to point this out again. And you know, I don't know how much of the program you're able to watch when you're in there, or even if you do. But you know, in 2014, this exact same thing happened. Our CIA did this exact thing in 2014. Guess where? In Ukraine, where a democratically elected administration, both sides agreed that the vote was fair to elect that administration. But when that administration started to adopt pro-Russia policies, the globalists, the world elites could not have that, including our own government. So we employed the CIA to effect a violent coup d'etat. We employed the media to tell the world that it was a popular BLM-style uprising, when in fact that just absolutely wasn't true. So everything that they did here in 2020, from the violence in the streets, $12 billion in damage across the country after the home-invading career criminal methanol, meth and, you know, ingesting thug George Floyd died on the streets here of Minneapolis. They burned down cities, they distracted, they did the ballot harvesting, they made it look like a popular uprising, and then they stole an election. So all of those things that they did here in 2020, they first practiced in Ukraine in 2014. Now we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars there, and Kevin McCarthy is responsible for promising that money to the fake actor Zelensky posing as a president in that country.
Amen. Amen. And this is, you know, this brings us back to the understanding that we need to have in this country, that the power is inherent in the people, and we don't have to be ruled by these. I mean, these people are half-hearted patriots or half-hearted people. They rule out of vain conceit. They're so self-important and self-aggrandizing. And these people are not our representatives. I don't care if they were supposedly duly elected or not. Our Declaration of Independence says when a government repeats abuses and the chains of tyranny are too tight around us, that it is not just our right, but our duty to throw off such chains and to institute new governments among men that may protect our liberties. And that is the crux of what January 6th was. You know, if Tulsi Gabbard, let's say, for example, stole the election, you wouldn't have seen me at the Capitol that day. She's no threat, not a serious threat to our constitutional republic and our liberties and our Bill of Rights. But Joe Biden represents all that is authoritarian and corrupt in the establishment, and he is a legitimate threat. And so we had the legitimate right and the duty as American citizens to stand up and revoke our consent. We did it peacefully, Stu. The Capitol Police attacked us first, and we just decided this is America, this is our hometown, that's the people's house, and we're not running and hiding any longer. You can't brutalize us. You cannot kill us and maim us and make us run scared. And that's what Ashley Babbitt represents. She went through that window. She was bold and brave, the first one to go through. She was there to expel, like Jesus did, the politicians and the bankers and the corrupt people from outside our temple of democracy. And she was murdered in cold blood for it. And McCarthy and all the people up at Capitol Hill are to blame, because they're the reason we were there that day. If they did their jobs and they actually protected our constitutional rights, we wouldn't have had to show up there that day and stand firm and stand tall for this republic. But, you know, they'll never realize that. They're going to use the media as their main tool to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. Malcolm X said it best. It's the strongest power that the media has, can perceive to make the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. That's what you see from all the Jan Sixers now. We're being punished, and the real domestic terrorists, Antifa, Jane's Revenge, Black Lives Matter, extremists are out in the streets pillaging and continuing to do civil discord, while real red-blooded Americans are sitting for 750 plus days without a trial, being physically abused, being withheld from family and sunlight, and being able to see their own evidence that's stacked up against them. And people are wandering around in everyday life thinking that this isn't a big issue. Well, guess what? It could happen to me. It happened to me, and it could happen to you. You do the wrong thing on social media. You show up to the wrong school board hearing. You say the wrong thing about transgenders or about critical race theory. Your name's going to be put on a list, and one day you'll be rounded up and thrown in the gulag too.
Yeah.
And you'll be wondering, well, why isn't anyone standing up for me? You know?
Yep. Or if you refuse the injection, we now know that the CDC is tracking you, and they're tracking you. Why? Because they are coming for you. They want to know where you are going to be when they come for you. And if you think that this is hyperbolic or conspiratorial in nature, you're living under a rock. You're watching the Fox News channel. You're paying attention to Jim Jordan waving his elbows around. You know, I'm going to investigate all of this. It's insane.
I'm living proof. It's not a conspiracy, Stu. I am living proof that if you do the right thing to the right people, these are the right people to have gone to the Capitol for. These are not our representatives. You see Marjorie Taylor Greene turned. You see all these people turn. They get just an ounce of power and they turn. These people are redcoats. You turn their inside of their suit right side out, and you're going to see their true colors.
Yep. Kevin McCarthy, they hated me for that. Feckless. They hated me for that. I called that at AFPAC. People inside of the so-called, you know, America First movement, they hated me for pointing out who Marjorie Taylor Greene was. Just want to say it. I was right. It's absolutely right. And they are all just like her. See, that's the thing here. The most prolific firebrands, the most prolific America First fighters, you know, out here that have everybody convinced, they do these viral videos of themselves in the gym because they're narcissists and go wakeboarding as if anybody gives a damn. Meanwhile, they are sponsoring and endorsing and assisting in the open declaration of warfare against the citizens that they are supposed to protect, both bio warfare and physical warfare. As you saw, that was war against you. You're a prisoner of war being held on United States soil right now. Nobody has come there to break you out. There is a precedent, as you pointed out. The precedent here is clearly laid out in the Declaration of Independence, also as well language in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These people, the framers of this country, the writers of those documents, the people who got together, knew that one day, Jake, tyranny would be amidst and that there would be tyrants among us. They are now here. So the actions that were taken against you and the other fellow J6ers out there was a signal to be sent to the rest of America. Do not, under any circumstances, even think about acting in accordance with the founding documents of this country. Do not even think about taking steps to abolish or tear down and replace an oppressive form of tyrannical government. Do not even think about replacing it with a government that is representative of the people, because if you try to do these things, if you try to act in accordance with your duty as an American, so as not to be derelict in your duties as an American, you also will be shot point blank and killed and murdered by the Gestapo enforcement arm of the illegitimate regime, or you will be forever imprisoned without due process, and you will be tortured and subjected to horrible, horrible circumstance. We will make an example out of you. So that's what that was. Do you agree? I mean, what they have done to you is a message to the masses. Don't even think about it.
100%. But guess what? We're a stronger message. We, the political prisoners, the January Sixers, show what true perseverance is in the spirit of God, that they can never break. No matter what they throw at us, they can sling mud on our heroes like Ashley Babbitt. They can claim Roseanne Boylan had a meth overdose. They can toss us and keep us from our family for years at a time, trump us up with literally hundreds of years of possible imprisonment. But the Spirit of God, through our faith in Christ, will not allow us to bend or to break or to come down into the pig pen and start signing documents saying that I'm guilty of X, Y, Z. I can never sign a plea deal to tyranny, Stu, because the Founding Fathers didn't sign a plea deal with their regime that came and tried to take their liberty. Why should I? It's liberty or death for me. It was liberty or death for them. And if people like myself and other January Sixers do not continue to rise up, all the evil that is part of this new regime and part of this new world order structure will continue to win out the day. If the light does not stand strong and revoke our consent and say, we will not be overcome, we will not bow down to this, then guess what? You're going to see a lot more political prisoners. You're going to see a lot more two-tier kangaroo courts, January 6th select committees, witch hunts against mothers and anti-vaxxers, and more canceling and censoring. You are going to see a cascading effect of the American, the core, the principles, our founding foundation of this great country of ours just collapse from the inside out. The Second Amendment, Stu, was not made for deer hunting. It was made for corrupt politicians and militarized police forces like we saw on January 20th, 30,000 armed to the teeth military police surrounding our Capitol building, helping install a military takeover of a Chinese communist puppet, pedophile, bought and paid for Joe Biden and all the people that are pulling his strings way above him. And I'm here right now because I organized a militia. I came back from January 6th. I was shot in the foot. I was laid up on crutches. I had my head clubbed open, needed stitches, bleeding everywhere. And I went home and I got online and I got a militia together. And I was ready to go back to the Capitol January 20th to make sure our country did not fall to this tyranny. And that's why they're coming after me so hard, because I did what is my Second Amendment right and duty to do, to protect this country from any enemy, foreign or domestic. And if other Americans don't understand that that is what the Second Amendment is for, and it's your duty to defend this great country from anybody. I don't care if it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, some incompetent, senile man. He's getting his strings pulled by people that have nothing but hate in their heart, demonic possession.
That's right.
And they are being ruled by Satan themselves. And we need to stand firm in prayer, in defense, in love, and spreading light and truth. And part of that is putting up your Second Amendment and saying, we stand firm here. We're not here to kill, but we're here to defend.
That's right. The United States of America is a Christian nation. We now have the majority in our fake government. One thing that these feckless cowards that call themselves Republicans could do, ban and criminalize Satanism and declare this country for Jesus Christ. You have a documentary that you want to plug, and I want you to do that. And also, there's a lot of people that want to help you. There are also a lot of people who are raising money in the name of Jake Lang and other January 6th defendants, and they are not allocating the funds to Jake Lang or other January 6th defendants, and so you have the J6 Legal Fund. Plug both of those things and tell people how they can get there before you have to go.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much. And we are a Christian country. We stand firm on the foundation of Christ Jesus, and we will not be moved. When the storm comes, our house is built upon a rock. And so that same rock that we're building that upon, we've built the J6 Legal Fund upon. We're 100% full of transparency and integrity. Every single cent that's donated to j6legal.org, please go on there right now. Every single cent makes it to real patriotic attorneys. And we negotiate with them so they're not fleecing us, these money-grubbing attorneys that other legal funds hire for 100, 150 grand. We do not do business with these cowards. We get real attorneys that actually are invested in the freedom of this country, and we pay them reasonable rates, and we're doing great fundraising now, but we need so much more. We've got 35 people in our pipeline, 35 political prisoners in our pipeline that still need attorneys. So please go to j6legal.org. And donate whatever God puts on your heart. We really are appreciative for your generosity, and we love all the support.
Because
it's you guys.
And as for the documentary, Jake?
Yes, the new documentary. This is a hardcore patriot film. If you are a rhino, or if you are some political pardon hack, somebody that doesn't like seeing real Americans fighting tyranny, don't watch this documentary. But if you are a real American, go to j6truth.org. my website that hosts all my documentaries, and go watch Freedom Isn't Free, the first battle of the second American Revolution, January 6th, j6truth.org. Please check it out. You'll love
J6legal.org as well as j6truth.org. Freedom is not free. Jake Lang, thank you so much for being here. As you actually very well know, freedom is not free. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, the hundreds of billions of dollars that toad Kevin McCarthy wants to send to that corrupt Zelensky in Ukraine, all without your permission, by the way. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero, checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs. Protect yourself now. Don't be a victim. Get gold and silver. Call GoldCo today. 855-706-GOLD is their phone number. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Write it. Call them immediately after this broadcast. At the conclusion of this broadcast, call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Consult with them. How do I protect myself? Plus, mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. When you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD, more of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.